Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Joyrene. How can I help?
Hey, this is Coach Derry. I'm trying to, I missed all you guys' messages. I just want to, because I actually missed your guys' three messages on the message center. I just want to call and see what all I need to do, basically get, like, ready.
Okay, I can absolutely check on that. Can I have your name and phone number again, please?
Yep, it's Cody with a C and Steward, Stewart. And phone number is 240-522-7117.
Thank you. Let me take a look here. For Stewart Landscaping Service?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. All right, then. So, yes, our onboarding team are still working on your account. First, for Facebook, we sent a request for you to create the Facebook page and have us added as an admin. Were you able to complete that?
Okay.
We sent you an email. Huh? And we sent you an email with instructions on how to do that to make it easier for you. We're able to, you can check on the email as well.
Okay. Okay, all right. Yeah, I'll do that, like, sometime today, get everything set up.
All right, no problem. Okay. And then for the Google Business Profile, that requires a phone verification right now. So we can request for the verification code to be sent out. It will be sending a 6-digit code through text or an automated call to your phone number 240-522-7117. Do you have access to that phone at the moment?
Yes, I do. I'm using it right now.
Oh, okay. I will go ahead and request for the PIN to be sent. Let me know once you receive the PIN. And I would need a 6-digit PIN.
Okay, yep, 6-digit is 440324.
Let me confirm. 440324.
Correct, yep.
Thank you. Very well. The verification has been submitted, so we will wait for an update from Google. If the verification was successful or if there'd be any additional actions needed from us, and we will definitely be following up with you. Thank you for that. Our team will start optimizing the Google Business Profile once the verification is successful, and then we will follow up with you on the we'll follow up with you for any additional actions that we need for call tracking. Give me a second here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think someone from our team was also trying to reach out to you for call tracking. Let me just check on that real quick. Okay, yeah. Someone from our team was reaching out to you to discuss the call tracking number. So part of your subscription is the call tracking service. This is the call tracking phone number that we have created to use to have your business listed online. So basically, people will be calling this number, and then when they call this number, you will receive the call. Hold on, Manisha. When people call your call tracking number, you will receive the call in your phone number 240-522-7117. And you would also receive a text message with the actual phone number of your caller on that number. Okay, so if you have your pen and paper ready, Cody, I'll give you the call tracking phone number so that you can take note of it.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you also received a notification from us about the call tracking?
Yeah. Give me a second. I'm trying to find my pen here. Oh, yep, I got one here. Okay. I got a piece of paper here.
Okay. So your call tracking phone number is 240.
240. Okay.
790.
790. Okay.
5595.
5595. Okay. I got 240-790-5595.
That's correct. Yeah. Just make sure to save that in your contacts, because whenever customers call, it will show up as the call tracking number on your end. And then, as I've mentioned, you will get the actual phone number of your clients or of your caller through a text message afterwards.
Okay.
And also, if you'd want to check those callers that call the call tracking number, you will see that in your local splash dashboard. On your local splash dashboard, there's a tab there where it says leads, and you can filter those leads. So if they call the call tracking, you would also be able to see them in there, their information, the phone number, and also play back and listen to the recording of those calls in case you missed any information.
Okay.
All right. Great. All right. So we'll just be looking forward to have the Facebook access sent over to us so that we can also start working on the Facebook ads and the Facebook page.
Okay. All right. Sweet. I just go to create a new page on Facebook or a new account.
Yes. It's actually just an easy 1 to 2 minute step that you would have to do. Just create the basic page, select the category, put the business name, and then give us access, and then we'll take care of the rest, such as, you know, adding the information, adding the pictures, and the post. We'll be doing that for you.
Okay, yeah, but I have a website page. I already have a page set up. Give me a second. Oh, actually, so I go to a public page. Yep, I see personal profile and public page.
Hold on. It has to be a public page, not a personal profile.
Okay, yep. Put Stewart's Lawn, landscaping.
It has to be the same business name. So what we have is Stewart's Landscaping Service.
Stewart's Land. Landscaping. Service.
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. I got it. Yep, I got it set up.
Alright. Do you need me to send you the email again so that you can click on the link on the email to give us access to the Facebook page?
Yes, please. Yep.
Okay. Alright then, let me do that. So you should get an email there saying, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. There's just going to be a link that you can click on and to connect the Facebook just confirm, and then we should receive the invite in here.
Okay. All righty.
Great. Anything else, or do you have any other questions?
That should be good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you as well for taking your time to call us and for working with us on this, and we will follow up with you for any additional access that we need from your end. But thanks for your cooperation, and thanks for choosing Local Splash. We value your business. Bye-bye for now.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.